Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Day 22, the bonus one, with a week in between, thanks to a, nasty cold that had circulated around Northern California, and I went down hard with it. I think I probably had it the last couple days of our mastermind group, but the body doesn't give up. You know, the performer in us knows how to keep going, and then when it was all over, a ceremonial folding of my... of my body and soul took place. Yeah, really difficult one. Anyway, I took the week to recoup, look at the surveys that I sent out to you. I know I think there's probably about six or so people who still haven't done that survey. I would so appreciate it. I took some time to look at those, and it's a really good opportunity for you to practice the feedback loop that we taught and talked about, and I hope you're finding a place to use that in your life. I know it's really instilled it in me to teach it and talk about it. I've been getting to do it a lot more in my life lately. And what I've gotten out of the surveys from you guys has been so helpful. And I will tell you, I'm launching this entire idea out bigger in 2019. Unbeknownst to you guys and maybe even myself at the beginning of it, this was indeed a textbook seed launch just to try an idea, get a proof of concept, and well, it's been phenomenal. So I'm launching it out outside of entertainers, right? Out to the general entrepreneurial niche and getting some partners involved in launching it and hoping to make it a very big, how do I want to say this, a big hurdle to overcome. Because it's my first time launching something outside of, I did sugar, of course, but into an entrepreneurial, that leading, putting the cap on in that field is very big outside of the entertainer world for me. So it's really been something I've struggled with quite a bit. But some of the stuff I've learned from you guys from the survey returns that will be included in it, daily email reviews, emails going out daily, no reason for that not to happen. The syllabus, some version of it in advance so you kind of know what's coming so you can prepare for it. A little bit of prep for each one, thank you. Really good feedback on those. Private group for members, you know, just about everybody said they would have really liked some way to communicate. And my feeling on that at the beginning was, I can't do another Facebook group. And the truth is, it's not about me. So what does that matter? What the heck does that matter? On-screen countdown timer. I'm going to have one of those on the bottom of the screen to really hit this thing on 21 minutes and let people know. Because I found out a lot of people were really timing their mornings around it. And the mornings I went over, it was a breach. So you guys were the seed launch. The good news is when I launch this again out into the world, I'll send you all an invitation to come do it as my guests for free for being that being a part of that seed launch. Really appreciated it. So today I just wanted to meet with you guys and celebrate some of the successes that we've had from our group. I don't have them all written down here. I don't have them all recorded here. There were some that came in and either people didn't want them shared or I didn't see how it could fit in. And you know, progress looks a million different ways to every single person. And I grabbed some of the ones that I think were really key and from some of the people we knew from really who are active in the group. I'm going to answer a few more questions that came in during the 21 days and one or two afterwards. And I'm going to share something that at the end of this, if I keep my nerve up, that I think will, I hope will really inspire you to push through and step it up as we do this. So let me share first. We're going to look at some of the successes that I got to record when we talked about cleaning up a mess. This was a one that member Tui sent in a workshop. Boy, this guy builds beautiful props, man. I think he builds just about everything he uses in his show, and they're really world-class props. And getting a glimpse into his workshop space was, kind of looking into a place that I've envied for a long time because I love the props he uses. Anyway, this was a before picture he shared with us. And then down here, I think he said this only took him, not nearly as long as he had imagined. In fact, looking at the clock here, you can see what, 7:03, it was a mess. And 7:03, still good. So batteries. But boy, just... radical change in that. I love seeing that because, you know, it's funny, a mess like that is one thing to clean up and just kind of say, wow, now I have this really neat place to work. I got that table I showed you guys from my desk. That, my big electric rising desk has not gathered one single piece of stray. I just won't let anything on it. So I hope it has a similar result here with Tui's desk. And I think he sent another one too. Yeah, this was just another corner of his workshop. You know, a lot of stuff out as life goes. And, you know, how it looks after a little bit of cleaning and organizing and getting rid of stuff. Boy, I have these exact same tools. I love these. I love these, the power driver, 18 volts. All right, good. So, you know, that was really, really fun to see. You know, it's little changes like that can trip off behavioral changes, and that's what it's done to me, and I hope that's what it does up there. Let me share this one. This is lovely. This is from, in the UK, Anita Ryan, who's been a part of this group. She got very into live networking. What can I tell you? It was early on, we started talking about the power of getting out there and reaching out to meet someone, to connect offline. She did that and ended up landing this totally remarkable gig at this ball. Oh, I have this video of it. Take a look at this. This is something. There's a video later on this on her Facebook page. It shows the size of this hall. It's a couple, three balconies, and I don't know how many people were at it. But boy, this was from saying hello, shaking hands, meeting some people, and connecting in a pretty, pretty dang big way. So, love that. Really, really excited that she got to do that. And this nice picture of her in front of, I guess this is the poster that was there that night for this big, the Greater Manchester High Sheriff's Police Trust. Whew, sounds like a pretty cool gig. Congratulations. Dennis wrote to me about leveraging a relationship he had with a Google connection and how he really pushed that due to one of the connection challenges I made and used one of the templates. Another connection to a CEO who has seen him perform twice and is planning a conference for his company in May. And Dennis will be all over that. And big for him was the tools that he got from this, the work-life balance, and it's taken a lot of stress off things. I really appreciate him telling me that. Sarah, who we got to know through this thing, I think she attended every single day. That was awesome. Sarah said, Barry helped me align my compass, and things have been snowballing. Completing, this is the second one, completing the belief that she hated the sound of her own voice. And she did that by creating her own guided completion, which she shared with me on YouTube. I don't know if we shared it in here, but if that's all right, I'd love to. And she used the sound of her own voice to release the negative beliefs about using her own voice. Very meta, very inside. And I just loved reading that. Last night, Sarah said she scrolled through all the writing she's done since this began, and it occurred to her how incredible it is, how proud she is, and how vital it's been to get the support through these daily meetings and through the group. So it's been fantastic. Danny, was I going to go to Danny? Yeah. Danny. Dennis. Let's see, did I put that out of order? These all made a lot of sense. Oh, yeah, I shared those. Yep, Dennis and Sarah, I shared. Danny, this is one I wanted to share. This was Danny. I think he shared this desk with us during the class, right? We got to see this cool panoramic of his three-monitor desk with yours truly on screen three. Love that. And then after, I think he said, 25 minutes of cleaning this up, you guys, not too bad. Not too bad to have that kind of clarity when you sit down to work, when your mind can work and focus on what's next. And he said he was taking care of all those cards, putting them through hopefully a business card funnel, which we teach in Showbiz Blueprint. So, good. Oh, and let's see, Danny. And then I think right here, Colin, I think, has a video recap of his successes.
But there are actually too many victories to remember. Not the worst problem to have.
What happened? What happened? Oh, shoot. Danny, Colin shared a whole bunch of them. Give me a second. I'll try to play that again. I'm not sure what happened with that, but I'll hit it here.
No to people and taking back control of my time. That was a big one for me. I'm starting to cook more now, and I'm having a different association to making food. I'm structuring out my perfect day and really staying true to it consistently. I'm shifting my mindsets and beliefs to empower my thoughts. And I'm lastly feeling in touch again with my social skills business, and I'm recognizing how important that really is. pretty big successes for me, and I hope there have been pretty big successes for all of you as well. Catch you next time.
Love it, man. Food, saying no, staying on schedule, this beautiful side project that he's really had inside of him burning. So, hey, Colin, those are cool. Thank you so much for sharing those in video. You've been great at grabbing the phone, man. And I can't tell you guys, in today's world, the power of being able to grab the phone, show up on a quick video and say hello, connect in, ask a question. That skill is going to carry him far. And I hope you'll all nab onto some of that. All right, good. We had a couple questions. And so, like I said, there are other successes. A lot of them fell into some of those categories with networking, with using the templates, and don't want to just talk about them all in all. But the ones that I know people were proud of and I got permission to use, thanks so much for sharing those. Please feel free to keep sending me those. They will certainly inspire me and light up a light inside of you just to share those, to be able to say, oh, I want to share what happened here with somebody. It's good. Let me share this question here. Let's go to this.
Second, third, etc.
Ah! Come on, people. Come on, people. What's going on with all my videos? Let me pop this one back on again. Restart that. Yeah, there we go. Let's try this.
Hey, Barry. It's Danny Orleans with a question. I'm wondering, with so much on the to-do list, how do you prioritize what to do first, second, third, etc.?
All right, good question. Danny sent that one in. I think it was on the last day of the class, so just had some time to think about it. You know what I want to tell you guys about prioritizing is resort back to the mission and look for priorities that multiply the efforts that you, the returns that you can get. So if your mission was to, show up bigger for your clients, and in Danny's case, at trade shows all over the world, what are the priorities that can multiply the effect you have, that can make it easier or unnecessary for you to do some of the other things? We are constantly bombarded with distractions. It's just the nature of the world we live in. And priorities, I always am looking for priorities that multiply out my results, multiply out my impact. It's really easy to get stuck in the minutia and the smallness. Go back to asking yourself, is this something I need to be here to have completed? And is this something I want to be here for? Those two answers will give you a lot of direction in your priorities. But Danny, look to the top of the funnel. You know, institute the 80-20, or if you're smart, change it to the 90-10. What are the 10% of the things that you can focus your priorities on that'll give you 90% of the results you want? I know that will help answer you. And then go back to that one thing that you're working on right now. Whew, that's a good question, Danny. All right, let me bring this one down here. I hope that was good. Here's the second one from Dennis. I want to share this one with you guys. What's your system, or can you recommend best practices for getting video and written testimonials and referrals from clients? Yeah. So Dennis, this is something I covered in an early video I did in Get More Corporate Gigs. There's a 7-day opt-in. You can get it at getmorecorporategigs.com. Watch that. But really what I love doing for testimonials, I love asking. I have some formats that I give in that lesson. If you're not getting a response from them, write it yourself and send it to them. Ask them to put it on letterhead paper. Say, here's kind of the feeling I have from what you told me after the gig. Is this accurate? And would you put your name to it? And if it's not, please modify it. But boy, getting that kind of, doing that kind of work for them. People are busy after the show. After they're done with you, they're on to the next thing. As much as that hurts, you're still in the phase of gathering the assets that you got from that. They've moved on. Second, for video testimonials, for goodness sakes, bring something, bring a phone, bring something to your gig with you and get those gorilla testimonials. They are so powerful. If you can get them in front of one of those backdrops that has the company name on it, you got instant authority and social proof built in. If people say things to you after your show, stand at the back of the room as a exit for one thing. Goodness, I always did that. I always ran back to the back of the room where people were leaving just to thank people, a little meet and greet on the way out. But as people are saying things to you, two things can happen here. If they say something super nice, going, hey, would you mind saying that on video? I'd love to get that excitement captured for my future prospects and clients. People will jump at that opportunity. Second, if you can work this out, set up a little tripod. You know, just a simple little thing like this with an iPad on it, pointing at yourself and recording what's happening. You can use any of that stuff as just little outtakes and small pull quotes to create a compilation reel. You know, what happens after Dennis performs, and just have a handful, 2, 3, 5, 6, 12, whatever you can get of really tasty little sound bites. We have to stop thinking in terms of things have to be so formal and set up. With stylizing a video, you can get a pretty crappy video and do some nice framing around it. Bring it in small on a nice backdrop that has 5 stars or some sort of moving piece, or the client. Look for ways to be extremely creative with your video, and don't be afraid just to come out and ask for what you want. All right. Good, good, good question. Oh, and I got one more question here. Let's see if the magic button works.
Regarding the question, I'm reading the one thing that was one of your recommendations. I love the book. Thank you so much. And I'm finding it difficult to find the one thing, because there's so many the one things. So my goal is to get more gigs on land, higher paying gigs. I know there's so many things to do, but what is the one thing? Even when I go down and I think about it, okay, content and always being in the back of the mind of the bookers is what for the long run will always give me more and more bookings, I think, that relationship. But what is the one thing for that? So finding the one thing, it's being a challenge for me. Any advice for that?
All right. Just a nice simple question. What's the one thing to book bigger gigs? So, Alan, I know you're on tap for Showbiz Blueprint 2019. I really look forward to asking you when you're in that, what's the one thing? But for right now, what I can tell you is you've had a career that's on ships, man. You know, you've been locked up in a microcosm, in a little micro society where things don't change that much. And in the outside world, things are changing at a rapid pace. The number one thing you can do is start looking for ways to bring value to prospects in advance so that they get a taste of what you'll do for them. And that can look 1,000 different ways. It can look like presenting a trick on a little 60-second video because you hear that a company is doing something wonderful in the world, a charity, a mission that they're on, a new product they've invented, and doing something that matters. Start listening to Seth Godin all the time, man. The guy's always talking about making content that matters. And if you can get that, well, I won't even say if you can get that. If you do get that in front of important people at companies, which you can do now through Twitter and LinkedIn more easily than you would even care to think about, make something that matters. Get it in front of the decision makers, people in the marketing department, VPs, head of sales. Start connecting content that matters with the people who have the power to bring it into their organization. Another thing that I really hear in your question is you're focusing on the money piece of it, and that's completely off kilter. Start thinking in terms of impact that you can make. This wonderful event that I shared with you here a second ago, that this piece that Anita Ryan did, I don't even know for sure that she got paid for it, but I can tell you the people who were in that audience, they got to see something. They got to feel goosebumps on their arms that they're never going to forget. And I know for sure that she's already been fielding inquiries from that event. Look for the impact you can make, content that matters, and get it in front of people who have the power to make the decisions to bring you in. If you're looking like everybody else, if you're marketing like everybody else, you're going to get the same results as everybody else. Be exceptional. Be exceptional. Alan, thanks for that question. A really good one. All right. Let me come down to here. All right. I wanted to end this one on day 22 here on this bonus one by telling you something that I haven't got to share with you. And that is that I am deathly afraid of just about every single thing I do. Take a second to bring that in. I have had serious clinically diagnosed OCD since I was a kid, and it still shows up in my life. I've cleaned up probably 80% of it, but there's still lots of obsessive compulsive behaviors that happen to me on a regular basis. I have trouble prioritizing. I have trouble showing up. I have trouble writing, reading, performing, all of these things. And I challenge myself daily, every day of my life, to take fast action to overcome those challenges. And those have been the most effective medicine of anything I've ever done. All right, more than therapy, more than drug therapy, more than talk therapy. Taking fast action. I taught in this group about sneaking up on ourselves, and that's really the first time I'd ever talked about it. And the truth is, that's been a lifesaver for me. That getting a feeling, knowing that I'm going to do it, and then calculating a time when I'm going to sneak up on myself and just take action regardless of the fears. It's been massive to me. So when I shared that with you, that was a self-prescribed plan that I use quite often to overcome everything that you guys have shared in your questions and your challenges, and more through my eyes, because it's in my own world. So I tell you about this to let you know you're not alone. You have just studied with a guy who could be called a fraud, right? An imposter. I have had to do everything I've taught, to get up the nerve to lead everything that I've led, to perform the places I've performed. None of it, not a single minute of it, has been easy. And my guess is that you have projected a whole lot of gold onto me as being the leader of this thing, that he can do it, that it's easy for him. I want to let you know that any gold you've projected on me exists inside of yourself. Right? If you spot it, you got it. I've heard that said in the world before, but if you have seen something in me, know that it exists in you, and it's a series of fast action steps and some strategic planning to move forward and get it out of you and into the world in front of your clients and start having a massive impact so that the fees you want can follow. It's always that way. It's always that way. As long as we stay scared inside of ourselves, let the smaller parts of us win, we will be in that world. The fast action was my way out. I've seen what it's already done for a lot of people in this group, and I'm about to see what it's going to do for a much bigger audience when I launch this thing out in just a couple days' time. Use the fast action to chip away at any challenges you encounter. Listen to day 21 again. I listened to that one and I really summarized up what we had to offer. And have a directory on your phone where this stuff exists. I gave you a screenshot with the PowerPoint of what each day is about. Be aware of yourself, of when the challenges are sneaking up. You've heard them all in here. You know what can come up and you know what you can do about it. Sneak up on yourself. Don't let it win for even a second. Thank you so much. It has been an amazing honor, and I'm happy to be back here. Day 22, just to summarize what we've done, feeling a heck of a lot better. Did my kettlebell workout this morning and back on track for the Spartan Race, September 2019 in Lake Tahoe. I'll report about that to you guys. Take care. Thanks for everything. Bye-bye.